Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. You've probably heard someone say, "I was only teasing." Usually teasing is good-natured fun, except when it isn't. I grew up with teasing. My dad loved to poke gentle fun at my mom, my brother, and me. His teasing was never malicious. Even when it was a bit uncomfortable, it was so clear that he loved us, it was almost impossible to get angry. I got teased at school, too. I wore my hair in a ponytail one day in middle school, and one of my friends told me I looked like a little mouse with big ears. I've been wearing my hair over my ears ever since. Still, because I'd grown up with my dad, I could take teasing in stride, even when it struck a nerve. Some families don't tease, and it turns out that the children who grow up in those families are less comfortable with teasing. They're more likely to hear teasing remarks as painful, and they react accordingly. Sometimes so-called teasing is a precursor to bullying, and the "hey, I was just teasing" apology is only a way of evading responsibility for hurtful remarks. Many parents tease their kids, and many of those kids get pretty good at teasing back. Humor can be a wonderful way to connect with those you love, especially if the humor is accompanied by a smile, a loving touch, or an affectionate hug. Some parents go too far, though. Kids tell me that adults don't know when to stop, tickle or tease too much, or pick on sensitive areas in the name of humor. When this happens, "I was only teasing" isn't helpful. Here's the thing about teasing. Both people have to be okay with it. The teaser may genuinely intend nothing but playful affection, but if the object experiences it as hurtful, it's exactly that, hurtful. How will you know if teasing in your family crosses the line? A shocked or hurt facial expression is a clue that you may have gone too far. Stop the teasing, offer a genuine apology, and talk it over. Continuing to tease someone when he's feeling hurt will not toughen him up, a phrase I hear fairly often. It will only make him resentful and defensive and teach him to keep his distance from you. Never tease someone about something they can't help. Don't tease someone about a disability, a physical feature, or an embarrassing behavior unless you know for sure the person is okay with that sort of teasing. If they're not, it's not funny. Period. You might also agree on a stop signal, a word or gesture that means, "That's enough, please stop." Anytime someone lets you know they've had enough, it makes no sense to continue, unless your intent is to cause shame or humiliation. If you pay attention, listen well, and respond out of love, you'll always know when teasing is fun and when it's time to stop. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.